with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump said he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have not reached a deal to end Russia's war in Ukraine. The two leaders offered scant details on what was discussed during talks in Alaska on Friday. One analyst believes the Alaska summit was not the breakthrough that some hoped for, but it wasn't a failure either.
The fact that Putin was on the stage with Trump, they didn't take any questions, that they seemed to be relatively comfortable with one another. It would appear as if we're making progress.
That's retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis speaking with SRN News. President Trump said he plans to speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and European leaders soon. A constitutional attorney says the fact that the Justice Department is proceeding with a grand jury probe indicates it's moving forward with possible charges in the so-called Russiagate hoax used against Donald Trump. Bob Agnew reports.
Mark Weaver says instigating grand jury investigations is a big statement from the DOJ.
We are ready to show citizens evidence of crimes and see if they're willing to vote for an indictment. And the fact that it's happening in several different places suggests that there's a lot of evidence to show.
Weaver says it's still too soon to say whether the investigations will net any indictments.
But I do see forward motion. And that's heartening to me because I want to see justice done.
Weaver was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Trump administration has reversed course and agreed to leave the Washington, D.C. police chief in control of the department after a court hearing. Attorney General Pam Bondi in a new memo is directing the district's police to cooperate with federal immigration enforcement regardless of any city law. This is SRN News. Toronto residents have a message for the city.
More than 10,000 have signed a petition urging the mayor and the council to stop spending public money on gay pride events. The petition states that $350,000 of taxpayer money have been given to Pride Toronto for a parade, quote, despite the event's history of public nudity and indecent displays in full view of families and children. While gay pride is promoted, Toronto is awash in crime, homelessness, and drug addiction. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge ordered the Trump administration to restore millions of dollars in science grants it's withheld from UCLA, saying they were made in violation of an earlier ruling. The taxpayer funds were frozen as part of a wider effort by the administration to convince major universities to stop promoting the LGBT agenda and diversity, equity, and inclusion. UCLA also faces a demand to settle allegations of anti-Semitism. SRN News. Here's the story of a missing wallet found more than a decade and many miles later. We hear more on the story from correspondent Ben Thomas reporting.
Losing a wallet can be a real hassle. Just ask Richard Guilford.
We looked the next day for it. Nobody could find it.
Back in 2014, Guilford was on the job at a Ford assembly plant in Wayne, Michigan. And at some point, his wallet fell out of his shirt pocket. He was only carrying $15, but he had a bunch of gift cards, too.
I left it go. I didn't hear nothing about it.
Jump forward to June. Yes, 2025. Lake Crystal, Minnesota, where Chad Volt was working on a 2015 Ford Edge with 151,000 miles on it.
I went to set the air cleaner in it, and it wouldn't snap down in the place where it's supposed to be. Messed around a little bit, and then pulled it back out, and the wallet was sitting on a little ledge.
I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.